Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. I'm going to do the first part of the story first. Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to see you all and have you all come and be with us on this special, special night. I want to share a story with you about a very special child. Are you ready to hear that story? Yeah? Okay. Everything was ready on a special, special night. The moment that God had been waiting for was here. God was coming to help God's people, just as God had said that God would do in the beginning. But what would God look like? And how would God come? And what would God do? Mountains would have bowed down. Seas would have roared. Trees would have clapped their hands. Can you clap? Trees would have clapped their hands, but you know what? The whole world held its breath. And when nobody expected God, in a place where nobody expected God to come, there in the darkness, God came.
Little candle that shines like a star and brightens the heavens and banishes dark, gives light to the pathway we travel afar, and guides us to Jesus wherever we
There was a young woman named Mary, and she was from the family of King David. She was engaged to a man named Joseph, and a special messenger from God appeared to Mary, and the messenger said, "Mary, you're going to have a baby, a little boy. You're going to name him Jesus. He will be the light of the world, and he is God's own son." And later, Joseph and Mary had to make a trip to a place called Bethlehem, where their families were from. And Mary was almost ready to have her baby. But when they came to Bethlehem, lots and lots of people were already there. Every room was full. Every bed was taken, but an innkeeper let them stay in a stable where donkeys and sheep and horses stayed.
On stony pathways, the travelers came to homelands where people should know them by.
And there in the stable, in the quiet of the night, God gave the world God's wonderful gift. The baby that was going to change the world was born. God's baby son. Mary and Joseph wrapped him up in cloth to keep him warm. And they used an animal's feeding trough as his crib. And they gazed in wonder at God's great gift lying in a manger. Mary and Joseph named him Jesus. And Jesus means Emmanuel. God has come to live with us. Because God on this night came to live with all people, including you.
Lay in a manger, no crib for us.
that same night, a messenger from heaven appeared to shepherds who were keeping their sheep in the fields. And the messenger from heaven said, "Don't be afraid. I come to bring good news to everyone, everywhere. Tonight in Bethlehem, God's Son, who came to bring light to the world, has been born, and you can go and see him. He's lying in a manger."
Their sheep in twilight, just one little candle to keep their watch by. The love of an angel shines forth in the night. Thus wheels of a Savior reach out in the
night. Tonight, on this night, Jesus, who came to bring light to the world, is born. And because he came, all of us have that good and wonderful news that the shepherds proclaimed. All of us have the story of God's wonderful gift to carry with us everywhere. And when we carry that story and that gospel with us, we carry something else. Do you know what that something else is? It's the light of the world. And so tonight, we wanted to give you a very special gift. We wanted to give you your own lights to carry. And when you carry these little lights with you, I want you all to remember that a very special child came for you and brought light into the world for all people and for all time. We're gonna pass these out to you, okay? Can everybody hold on to their lights? Can I get a little bit of help? Thanks. I'm gonna pass out the lights. Some of them look like lanterns, and some of them look like presents, but they're all the same, and everybody gets one. To remember that tonight we celebrate Jesus as the light of the world.
One small candle glows in a stable forlorn. A star in the sky shines as bright as the moon. Bring those wise men who gather with gifts to adore.
Thank you, guys. All right, sit with me for just a minute. All right. Everybody got one? All right, thank you. Thank you, guys. Now that you all have your special lights to remember this night and the light of Jesus coming into the world, this very special child who came for all of us, would you take a minute and just pray with me? Would you pray with me? Oh God, who came as a child, we give you thanks on this night that your light breaks forth in the darkness, that the children lead us and show us the way, that all of us are bearers of your light in the world. Amen. Okay, guys, you can go back to your seats now with your families. Can you take your lights with you? Thank you, baby. You can hold on to it. You can hold on to that. Thank you, guys. Do you want one, sweetheart? Do you want one of the present ones or one of the lantern ones? You want one of the handle? Let's get a handle.
Us to Jesus, and heaven will be.
Gathered together as the people of God, we open our hearts and minds in the gift of prayer. Creating God, we give you thanks for the coming of your Christ. We lift our hearts in joy and thanksgiving for the one who comes to save us from whatever might divide us or separate us from you. We give you thanks for the one who comes to show us a new way of being in the world. With all the angels of heaven, we proclaim your goodness, your faithfulness, and your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of compassion, Jesus calls us to follow where he leads, to the little ones of the world, to the least and the lost. Break our hearts over the plight of people throughout the world for whom life is a struggle for survival against oppression, brutality, violence, or want. Gather us with others around the world who will join in defeating the enemies of this age. Lord, in your mercy. God of healing, in this time of celebration, many struggle with illness and uncertainty, with brokenness and fear, with loss and grief. Enfold them in your compassion. Bless them in their trials. And inspire us to come alongside them, to accompany the sufferers, and to do what we may to ease their burdens. Lord, in your mercy. In the gift of Emmanuel, awaken us, Father, to your presence with us and in us. Help us to see your glory in the very humanity of Christ Jesus. Help us to see your divine spark and spirit in ourselves and in one another. Empower us to be as Christ, to live, to love, to share, and to serve as he does. Lord, in your mercy. Walk with us into new days. Help us to live in the light that even now dawns in our world. Guide us in your way, justice and peace. Amen. We continue our celebration with the harvest of our offering. Thank you. Please stand as you are able and let us pray. Glorious God, we rejoice with the angels in the spirit of thanksgiving for this greatest of gifts, the birth of your Christ into the midst of the world. We know that all that we are and all that we have are gifts from you. In celebrating your goodness, we bring to you the first fruits of our lives and livelihoods, celebrating the blossoming of your blessings in us. May our simple gifts be multiplied in you and flow forth in ministry to bless others as surely as you bless us. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God that we cannot see. With all who will gather, our Lord takes bread. He blesses it and gives thanks. He breaks it and he shares it out with us, saying, "Take and eat. This bread is my body broken and given for you. As often as you eat of it, do so, remembering me." And in the same way, he takes a cup, blessing it and giving thanks, he shares it out with us, saying, "Take and drink. This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you, for all people, for all creation, for the forgiveness of sin. Drink of it often, remember me." And so, in this hallowed time, we remember the one who joins us in the midst of life, that we might have life and know life in God forever. And we pray in the words this one has taught us: "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." All who wish to meet Christ in this meal, all are welcome at this table. We commune tonight by intinction, which means you'll receive a wafer of bread or a gluten-free wafer, which is your choice. You'll be invited to dip it in the wine or the grape juice, as is your choice. The feast is prepared. God has prepared a table for us in the midst of the room. I invite you to be seated. I invite our musicians, communion servers forward. The ushers will march.
Oliver. Oliver's fine. Oliver's good.
Thank you. Thank you.
blessed snack. All right, baby.
Please stand as you are able. And now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and preserve you in his grace. Amen. We continue where we began with a litany of Christmas in our closing responses. We all come to find God. We all come to find God with us. We come as people have come all through the ages to worship this child, God's gift to us. Show us the way into the mystery of Christmas. As we sing, for this night is holy. Once the world was so dark that God could hardly be seen. Now, because God sent Jesus, everyone may see God. I hope all of you have a candle. If you don't, our ushers can assist you. We have just one thing to pass along as we spread fire throughout a group like this. And that is, once your candle is lit, keep it upright. Others can tilt in from the side to light from your candle. This light symbolizes Christ, the light of the world, and the ushers will help you.
You have one too.
Stream from heaven.
Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent now, holy now, Son of God, love. Lord, at your birth, Jesus, Lord, at your birth. Receive now the blessing of our Lord. May God, who has called you out of darkness to be servants of light, grant you the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the peace of the Christ child. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forevermore. Amen. We sing together, Joy to the World. We go forth together, sharing God's love. The peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Let's share that peace with one another as we go our way. God's peace. It's good to worship with you. Thanks for coming. Blessings, brother. Happy Christmas. God's peace. Blessings.